Hello.
Yes, is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hey Sam, this is Steve. We're just trying to log into the Barnes & Noble account, but it's saying the password is incorrect. Can you please tell me the password one more time?
Yeah, so it's Excalibur 13. So it's capital E, X, C, A, L, I, B, U, R.
Just a minute. It's just capital E or capital EX?
Capital E.
Okay, capital E, X.
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to log in and see if I can find out what's going on. All right. Okay. I'm going to try logging out and logging back in again.
I'm sorry, come again?
Yeah, I'm going to try logging out and then logging back in again.
Let me just repeat it. What I have here, it's capital E, X,
yep.
Caliber, C-A-L-I-B-U-R, 13, right?
Yep, 13.
Yep. All right, let's just try it one more time. All right, Sam, it's logged in. I'm really sorry. There might be some space issue, I guess. So it's logged in now.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I do have the fonts embedded file with me, and the team will be uploading it for the paperback version of the book. And once it's done, I'll let you know, and also I'll be sharing the fonts embedded files with you as well.
Okay. So are you going to take care of the publishing process for the paperback on Barnes & Noble, or do I need to do something?
Yep. No. We're going to take care of it. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. So you'll
we will be uploading the fonts embedded files for the paperback version. And once the vendor form is approved, then we're going to publish the live, get the book live.
Okay, good. I just got notification that the book is live on Amazon.com, the print version only. But I discovered a rather, I can't believe I didn't discover this. After all these reviews and everything, there's a pretty bad error that I made in the book. So I've reloaded. I got the notification that the print version is live. I've now reloaded it. And I'm waiting for the ebook for them to tell me that it's live so I can reload it as well. But it looks like it's moving. I can see it. I can see it on Amazon.com, .ca, actually. I can see it.
So, is it going to be a formatting issue or what else? What is it?
No, it's just in the family trees, I stupidly left in the death dates of the main characters. And if anyone reads the family trees, they're going to know what happens in this book with some of the characters, and I don't want to have that happen. So I had to redo the family trees. It's just that. Everything else is fine.
So, Sam, I believe it's the same file that you have shared with me, right?
Yeah. I gave you that. If you're using the one, do you have the file open?
Yep, I do have the file open here.
Okay, so if you go to the House of DeVries, the first family tree, and you find Sebastian's name.
Just give me a minute.
Yep.
Let me just, I have opened the fonts embedded one. Let me open the other one. All right, Tim, you there?
Yep.
All right. So now, please fill me on which page it is.
It's the first family tree, so I think it's like the fourth or fifth page.
First family tree. All right.
Yeah, the House of Debris, right? And if you find Sebastian's name.
Sebastian, uh-huh.
It should only have his birth date. It shouldn't have his death date. So it should say 1086. And then a dash.
1086, uh-huh.
And what does it say after that?
Just a minute. Just give me a minute. Let me open up the Word file as well. All right, it's 1086-1154.
No, you're using the wrong file. You're using the wrong file.
I have the file opened or the one that you sent me.
When? I've uploaded. When did you? I'm opening up the file right now.
When you have uploaded after uploading it on Amazon.
Okay, hold on. I'm opening up the file that is on the dashboard, and it does not have his death date, so I don't know what file you're using again. If you go to the files on the Teamwork,